Adle, lucky to have you in studio finally. Hey, I mean, we've had so many meetings before. You and I have gotten together at your office. We've gotten together at plumbers' evenings, at exhibitions. I mean, the plumbers have seen Rothenberger, the brand, name, your tools, your products. They've seen it at plumbers' days. They've seen it at exhibitions, the traveling plumbing exhibition, and especially on your tools on tour, you know, where you go to the stores to exhibit your and demonstrate your tools. But it's finally, you're finally in studio. It's been coming a long way, and it's great to have you here. So welcome.
No, well, thank you. It's an honor to be here. And yes, got to apologize that we haven't been here earlier. But as you say, we're all over the country. We're trying to educate the people, show them what's available. And I'm glad we're here eventually, that we can talk to all your viewers out there and show them what we have to offer.
Yeah, we've slightly zhuzhed up the show a little bit, made it look like a podcast a little bit more. After all, it's called the Professional Plumber Podcast. And it's one of the first Lacquer technical episodes where we're going to unbox and sort of demo a product and chat about a product. So it's you're lucky. You're number one. Yes, number one with that. Yeah. Eh?
Well, that's where Rothenberger should be, number one for everything and everyone.
Listen, we're going to chat about Rothenberger as a company. Its products, the company overview, and those kind of things. But today, we're specifically going to focus on the R600 VarioClean. And that's also, I see that you brought your demo tool with you. I was wondering if it's a demo tool because the box was still sealed when you opened the box here. We should have done that on camera, hey?
It is now a demo tool. The demos don't last too long. You go out, you do a site demo. The end user loves it so much, he says, leave it here. He has the credit card details and off you go.
Well, then you should do more demos, eh?
Definitely.
That's why you do tools on tour.
Exactly.
Listen, Adler, for those of our listeners and our viewers of the Professional Plumber Podcast who haven't met you yet, who aren't familiar with you, just a quick introduction of who you are, how you fit in with Rothenberger, and then it's just delve a little bit into who Rothenberger is and what they, you know, what they are.
All right. Well, I'm Adler. Been at Rothenberger now for 4 years in South Africa. Manage the company, try and keep the end users happy and the staff happy. But Rothenberger as a company is part of a German family. The Rothenberger family still owns the entire organization. We are present in over 75 countries worldwide currently. And in South Africa, believe it or not, we were registered back in 1984. When Dr. Delmut Rothenberger came to South Africa on holiday, he saw the opportunities, registered the company, but we only started trading in 2001. So as a trading entity, we've been here 23 years, and it's been 23 good years. The brand has grown, and the people know Rothenberger out there.
Mm, no, absolutely. It's also the kind of feedback that I get from plumbers when I interact with plumbers, that, you know, Rothenberger is exceptionally great quality. And it's one of those kind of things that, they say that the tools actually add value, you know, that the type of tools that you bring to the industry. You and I, off air, just before we started recording, we chatted about the fact that your tools are not trade specific and it can be applied to a couple of different trades and various trades. But I promise you, the plumbers see it as plumbing specific, right? and they get that value from it.
Well, that's what we try and do. Rothenberger focus on tools for pipes. So a lot of pipes get used in plumbing. So obviously a big category of ours is the plumbing industry. And we try and give solutions for everybody who works with pipes, whether it's in the aircon industry, plumbing, industrial, mining, engineering. There's many different industries, but a lot of it is plumbing related or can get used in the plumbing industry as well.
Mm. Let's go back to quickly the company. And you mentioned that, what was his first name?
Dr. Helmut Rothenberger.
Helmut Rothenberger. Listen, if you add your name to your company, if you leave your name, that your name's your legacy, it's what you leave behind. Certainly you leave it with trust in that company, that your company has to represent you because it represents your name. So certainly it comes with values and standards and those kind of things. What are the sort of couple of examples of the values of Rothenberger as a company?
Well, I must say the Rothenberger family are very value orientated. And the number one value that they hold throughout the organization is family values. Because it's still a family business, family, and we all are like one big family. Even though we're this massive international corporation, you feel part of a family. And general family values of honesty, trust, integrity, they automatically come with that. But then when you get specific towards business, quality, innovation, and after-sales service, those would be the key core values of the entire organization. Mm.
I also saw on your, and I actually made notes here, and that's why I keep looking down to my notes, because so you said those family values, it's cohesion. You mentioned the fact that you're in 74 companies, represented in 74 companies. It's a large international company, but still there's that cohesion, family cohesion, right? And then you said trust. Trust is one of your biggest values, because if you produce quality and reliable products to your end users, that, and to the market, that establishes trust. And you Definitely. Know that they've got a tool that lasts. Off air, we also spoke about, this is just going to chuck a shot in the dark here, but we spoke about charity projects that Rothenberger is involved in, and there was a name attached to it. It was Tools for Life. Exactly.
Yeah. The Rothenberger family. But to get back to your first question, the trust is earned. Trust doesn't just come from itself. And Rothenberger have earned trust in the market through supplying all end users a quality product, innovative, and the backup service. And yes, they're a very charitable company as well. And we've got our own charity organization, Tools for Life, which is there to build the sustainability for people.
Sustainability for people who are in need.
Yes.
But I like that phrase, Tools for Life. Tools for Life. You've got another phrase that's quite catchy. Is that Tools on Tour?
Yes. But
let's have a quick overview of what Rothenberger actually manufactures and the quality thereof. We keep referring to the quality thereof. Is it that you develop, produce, and market pipe tools? You mentioned pipe tools.
Yes.
But in where pipe tools and machines, but where and who uses it? I'm going to leave it up to you.
Well, in short, the industries we service would be the plumbing industry, the aircon and refrigeration, mining industry, industrial, engineering, and many other small industries. I mean, we've got bending machines. So people who do these fancy wrought iron designs, they would use a bending machine to bend the wrought iron. So anything that's pipe related, we can and will assist you with.
It's lekker because, again, I come back to the feedback that you get from plumbers. Plumbers see Rothenberger tools as plumbing specific, hey?
Yes. Like,
but, and again, it's because they get that value from your tools. But it's also used on construction sites, right? You said mining, but also used on construction sites. You said gas in the gas industry
gas
as well,
industry
because
as
gas
well, yes.
works with pipes. And again, tradespeople find that reliability in your tools because of its quality and its durability. But what is the range of products? How many products in all do you have, different products?
Well, internationally, we probably got close on 20,000 lines. in South Africa, we keep in stock over 5,000 specific product line items, and we've got direct availability to about 12,000 items at any given time. But there is so much out there, it's endless, actually. Whatever you might need, we could possibly get for you as long as it's pipe related.
What if they need, they get the tools and they get a range of about 20,000 different products. That's quite a number of products.
Yeah.
But what if they need something like after sales service, like repairs and spare parts and those kind of things, specifically here in South Africa?
Yeah. No, look, we've got that. We've got technicians who are specifically trained up to look after our different types of machines, whether it's just general servicing that needs to be done on certain machines, calibration on other types of machines, or machines just need to be repaired and certain components. We've generally got most of the components and spares in stock at all times, and a fairly quick turnaround on servicing, repairing, or calibrating the machine so that the end user can continue his job without any issues.
That's quite good. You know, turnaround time, you know, plumbers, specifically plumbers, no work, no pay. You know, if they lose a couple of hours because their tool needs to be repaired, it's money that they actually lose on the, you know, the fact that they're not busy working and earning that income during that period of time. But yes, certainly they may be focusing on other parts of their projects that that doesn't require that specific tool. But it's good to hear that the actual manufacturer, you know, provides that service. I know maybe it's common, yes, but the fact is that it is there, and the turnaround time is an important factor to you.
Most definitely. I mean, if you're really proud of your brand and you want to offer something proper to the end user, you got to have the backup service. Many people bring in products at very affordable pricing, but there's no backup service. So have you actually saved?
Let's talk about the fact that there are of your products, your tools that are sort of plumbing specific. You know, we can call a spade, it's plumbing specific, it's pipe specific, and plumbers work with pipes. Let's quickly go over your range, a few examples of Rothenberger's range of tools. I know that you divide them into four main categories. You divide them into installation, then there's service and maintenance, there's air conditioning and refrigeration, and then also your general purpose tools. So if we can just name just a couple of examples in each of those categories.
Well, to try and make it easy, we can go through. You've got trimming or cutting. So you want to cut a piece of pipe, whether it's an MLP pipe, copper pipe, galvanized pipe, or even an HDPE pipe. Cutting, bending, trimming, cleaning, inspecting, threading, grooving, I'm going to miss something, freezing.
If you got those freezing tools.
Yes, we got those freezing tools. So you can actually.
I didn't even know that South Africa. Just like it. I've been chatting to you. I've been chatting to you for almost 2 years now. And only now I know that you bring
tool. Part of, as we discussed earlier, with Tools on Tour. When we're on tour, we're there to educate the people. And many people often find something within our range that we do that they were not aware of.
Just a couple of examples. I know that we can specify the categories and we can say what they are applied for, but just a couple of you just mentioned the freezing tool as one example of a tool. So you've got the cleaning machines, the VarioClean machine is one of them.
Yes.
And there's also different VarioCleans. There's the R500, if I'm not mistaken.
Quite a variation of cleaning machines. And all of those, it's not just one tool we offer. We offer a range of tools dependent on your application, your requirements, how advanced you want to be. Are you a general maintenance plumber, a construction plumber?
Makes a difference.
Are you involved in hotel maintenance and that. So you would require different types of cleaning machines for different applications. We're able to offer all of that.
And obviously, you know, the application is very important because the fact is that, you know, sometimes, let's look at the cleaning machines. Sometimes you're going to have a cleaning machine that's not quite made for the type of material that the pipe is made of, and it can really bugger up the pipe if you use the incorrect machine.
Most definitely.
You know, I've even heard that plumbers say that some of the machines, that pressure of that comes out of that nozzle is so strong that it actually damaged the pipe, you know, below ground and those kind of things. So plumbers really have to take that into consideration as well when they deal with it. And again, that's why I like it that you do the plumbing or the tools on tour, because you educate plumbers on the specific use and the specific application of the different tools and the range of tools that you have. Today, we're going to focus on the R600 VarioClean. So I want to chat about that, but we're going to quickly set up the other part of our studio just so that you can demo that for us. It's the first on this show, on the Professional Plumber Show. So let's see how it goes.
Perfect. Let's go for it and show everybody.
Awesome. Listen, Adler, the first thing I want to say is that thing looks like a small, hey? Conveniently small. I was wondering about its weight. Is it like a light as well?
No, it's very light. I mean, just to give you a quick example, one hand, quite easy. I can pick it up. And what we've done is you've got a nice shoulder strap. So you throw it over your shoulder when you're going upstairs or anything, quite easy to maneuver around and do what you need to do.
Hmm. Look, let's talk about, I want to chat about what makes this thing stand out. There are quite a few other similar tools on the market, but I want to chat about aspects of it and factors of it that makes it stand out. Let's talk about the variable speed of it.
All right, so I'll go through the whole machine, but the R600 has been around for a long time and only in electrical version. The electronic version has done very well. Internationally as well in South Africa, there's thousands of them out in the market and everybody's aware of it. But battery power is a must. Worldwide, everybody is going to cordless power tools, and this is a power tool. People think of a cordless power tool as your angle grinder and your drill and your hammer drill and things like that. No, this is a tool. This is a tool for the professional. So we're going cordless. South Africa, brilliant advantage. Now,
massive advantage.
Take the poor plumber. I mean, his life must be horrendous. Mrs. Jones phones, I've got a block drain. Okay, Mrs. Jones, I can come at 10. No, you can't come at 10.
Because
why?
We've got load shedding.
All right, so, well, you know, Mrs. Jones, I can come at 10. I don't need power. Why? Because I've got the Vario clean.
Yeah.
So that's a massive advantage. Comes with a standard, supplied with 1 8 amp hour battery, 18 volt battery. And just sorry to interrupt there before I go on the machine, the batteries. Rothenberger is one and the only tool manufacturer who belongs to two battery platforms.
Oh, lekker.
What the guys have done internationally as manufacturers is numerous manufacturers have gotten together and said, we are ripping off the market. Because that's the way I personally see it. Because everybody's got their own battery. And if you've got four different brands of tools, you need four different batteries, and batteries are expensive. So they're getting together. Now, one of the first platforms, Rothenberger actually started the platform together with Metabo Power Tools. And that's called the Cordless Alliance System, also known as the CAS battery system. And we're on there. And currently, all our battery tools in South Africa are CAS compliant, so you can use, for example, a Metabo battery on our
system. On a Rothenberger tool.
Then in last year, Rothenberger got together with Bosch, and I'll be honest, I can't remember the third manufacturer because they're not in South Africa, but they're massive in Europe. And we started and launched the AmpShare battery system. Now, the AmpShare battery system is powered by Bosch. So anybody who's got a Bosch power tool or any of the other 20 manufacturers who are part of the AmpShare battery platform, you can use that battery on your machine. So it's brilliant for the professional, for the end user, for whoever. You don't now need to stock 20 different batteries. You can have 10 batteries for 20 tools and you keep all 10 charged and you can work.
Yes, that's lekker.
All right, so that's number one great advantage, battery power and the two battery platforms, all right? Lightweight, which we saw just now, nice and small and neat and convenient. Stupid little advantage, and the plumbers will understand this. These are the separating pins, which link and de-link your spirals and your tools from each other.
Oh, lekker.
They always get lost because you've never got a place to put them. So we clip them onto the shoulder strap. Now you know where your tool is. Stupid little thing.
A small little thing that makes a huge difference.
Most definitely. One important point, ladies and gentlemen out there, users of the product. When you carry the machine, you can carry it by the handle, but you notice this handle is basically level with the ground. When you're operating the machine, you should notice now the handle is more slanted. And that is while you're operating the machine. When you carry it, do not carry it when the handle is like this. You are going to damage your clutch jaws and your drive inside, and you're going to have to get them replaced. There's a locking device. You lock it in place. Now you can carry it, and you are protecting your clutch jaws. All right? But we switch it on. And we know lots of times plumbers have to work in very dark areas down in dungeons or in basements or something. All right, when we switch it on, look at that. So you're working in a dungeon or a dark area or a basement, you've actually got some lighting onto the area where you're working.
Awesome. It's putting me in the spotlight.
All right, you probably won't see it on there, but there is a three-speed variable motor. And I'll just run them quickly and then discuss them. So as you guys could all clearly hear there, the machine is actually very quiet. A great advantage for the plumber. Lots of times you've got to work in an office block or a complex or a shopping mall or some, or even somebody's household. You get Mrs. Jones not very happy with all the noise that the machine is making. There you go. You can work and you're not being a disturbance or a nuisance to everybody.
Especially when it comes to business, hey?
Especially. Even hotels as well. You're working in the one room, the guest next door had a late night. He doesn't want to get woken up because you're cleaning the drain. The three-speed motor is perfect, and it's a great added benefit that we've now brought in on the R600. So you've got a low rev, high torque function.
Oh, lekker.
So that is when you're working with lots of sludge and slurry, a very hard or slurry type products. So you need high torque, low revs. Or for cleaning, you want medium torque, medium revs. And for spin cleaning, you want high revs, low torque. And that's what the three functions give you. Now, the machine operates in either a clockwise or an anti-clockwise direction. I'll show you just now when I put in the spiral, but it's not a forward and a reverse gear as a lot of people think. All right, the other advantage we brought on, great for the plumber, saving him time and money, is it's now a brushless motor.
Oh, lekker.
Brushless motor means there's less wear, longer lifespan on your motor. All right.
A tool for life.
good one. Yes. So that's the main benefits, advantages, and features of the machine itself and what we bring to the market. Now, the machine is available as machine only. So should you have spirals and tools and you just want to upgrade your machine, you can buy it and your existing spirals and tools will fit through this machine. However, you are also able to purchase the machine either with a basket, 22 millimeter spirals, or 16 millimeter spirals. So essentially, give you half an idea. On the spirals, what we've also done with the R600 Vario is we've launched our new spiral called the Duraflex. Now, any plumber out there will now notice the difference just by looking at what I'm doing.
Jeez.
There's a lot of flex in it. The old spiral would probably be hanging at about that kind of angle.
All those bends in your pipes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Extra flexibility so you can get through more bends and turns as you go down the line, which is one of the disadvantages of a spiral. More flex you've got, the less strength you've got. But we've managed to combine the two.
Oh, lekker.
Yeah. And even with that, you're still able to get operating working distance of 50 meters with your 16 mil spirals and up to 60 meters with your 22 mil spirals.
That's quite a distance for, you know, for having that flexibility in it.
Yes.
And through going all of through those turns and corners and still have the full functionality, the optimal functionality of doing its function at the end.
Correct. And that's where the technology comes in, that we've had to try and develop something to give you the best of both worlds. The machine still operates in the same way the old one operated, where you've essentially got your spiral, which comes through the machine. Inside, you've got a set of clutch jaws. So when I depress the handle, the jaws grip on the spiral, and that's what then turns the spiral. So if I switch on the machine now, you'll notice the spiral will not turn. If I depress the handle, it will turn. So just to quickly show, you can see, you can hear, clearly hear the machine's on, nothing's turning. I depress the handle. Whoops. All right. Not the right application to do it regarding a studio because obviously it turns on both sides. But
we'll forgive you for that.
But everybody can see the idea behind it. And then added bonus, what we'll throw in for you is a set of tools. Quickly show you there on the camera. Set of tools with 16 and 22 millimeter tools, gloves, and cleaning agent for your spirals. Now, I got to say this, and most people would think it's something you should not say, but essentially the spirals in the machine should give you 20 years lifespan without an issue if you do one important thing, maintain it.
Yeah.
Maintenance is a grease nipple. Grease it regularly so the clutch jaws can grab. Once you finish using the spirals and you pull it out of the pipe, just clean it and degrease it with the lubricant. That's what we supply the lubricant for. If you do those two basic things, you've got a machine that can last 20 years easily.
Yeah, like I said, tools for life.
Yeah, it'll outlast you.
Listen, Adler, but let's talk quickly about the augers and the tips. Does that come with it as well?
Yes, well, that's what I referred to just now as the tools. So you get various different tools with it. Funnel auger, bulb auger, there's a cutter, there's another type of cutter, and you get them for both your 16 and 22 mil. But ladies and gents, remember, these are the basic that we supply with the machine in a toolbox when you get it. If you actually have a look and you will get a piece of paper with the machine, doesn't help me trying to show you, yeah, unfortunately they won't see it there, but we actually have got a tool for almost every type of pipe cleaning situation you require. You can just go through the pictures and you can see on the picture, this is what's in my drain. This is what I need to clean. This is the best tool to use for it.
I made a couple of notes here. There's a bulb auger. There's a straight auger. There's a grease cutter. There's a cross blade cutter. There's a chain spinning head.
Yes.
So quite a few tips and augers that you can place at the tip there.
Yes. There's in total, there's 27 different tools that you could put on the end of your spiral. So no matter what kind of pipe you're cleaning, and yes, most people call it a drain cleaning machine, but we've even had people buy it to clean their air conditioning systems, take out all the dust, and you get buildup of dust, bird's nests, rats in there. We've had people clean chimneys. So, and what's wrong with you as a plumber? While you're at Mrs. Jones sorting out the drain, you see she's got a chimney. Let me quickly clean your chimney for you.
It's an extra couple of bucks there for you.
Exactly. You charge a double for that.
Listen, it's an awesome machine. I appreciate the demo that you had. It's the first on our professional plumber podcast. And I want you to come to back to the desk here so that we can close off this episode. But awesome. I think it's an awesome machine. And again, to the plumbers out there, to the listeners, the listeners and the viewers, it's all about the value that this device would bring to them.
Now you talk about the value, and it's not a salesman's speech. Your cell phone, are you still using a Nokia 2010? How many people out there are still using a Nokia 2010? Why have we changed from the Nokia 2010 or the old Motorolas, and now we're using these fancy Android and Apple phones with all the technology and TV, and you can do anything and everything with it? But yet, when you clean a drain, you still want to do it with a pick and shovel and a rod.
Yeah.
This is where your money is. Mm. Invest in your business. Invest in yourself.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. It's that technology that you invest in. I mean, for now, you invest a couple of, bucks to that capital investment. But at the end of the day, the time that it saves you, we just spoke about the fact that it's battery operated. I mean, and you said it lasts for 50 minutes on a battery. And it's the batteries are interchangeable with other products as batteries, you know, and those two different battery systems. In South Africa, that is so vitally important for a machine like that to save you that time, not to wait until load shedding schedule doesn't interfere with your project and your job. True investment.
Oh, the time saving, the investment, and you alluded to it a little bit earlier when we spoke, time is money. Right, so you go dig a trench and everything, that's 3 hours. Now you can clean the system in half an hour, for example. You charge per hour as a plumber. You can do two jobs in 1 hour, get 2 hours pay, 1 hour's work. Where's the investment? Where's the profits? You want to know how to make money? You invest in the right tools. That's how you make money.
I'd love you a business consultant as well.
I can be. It's that's the solution. It's not just a product solution. It's how to improve your business. That's where we give you the solutions. I've spoken to many plumbers, and obviously, depending on how often you use a machine, I've had guys who've told me they repaid their machine within 3 months.
Yeah.
Between three and 12 months, depending on usage, you have paid off your investment. Mm. After that, it's clean profit.
Unreal. Unreal. Awesomeness.
All right. Let's have a chat.
Listen, Adela, that was an awesome, it was an awesome chat about the company, the overview of the range of products that it has, specifically your demo of the R600 VarioClean. So let's do this. We're definitely going to see quite a few more examples of Rothenberger's tools here on set, here on the Professional Plumber podcast. And I'm actually looking forward to it quite a bit. But what last words would you have for our listeners and our viewers, for the plumbers out there who may be interested in specifically the R600 VarioClean? And where can they find Rothenberger products? Where can they get hold of Rothenberger to inquire more?
All right. Well, in short, you've all seen what the R6 VarioClean can do for you, how it can help you, where you can use it, where you should be using it. At the end, all I really want to say is any plumber, end user who is serious and professional about his job, why don't you have a pipe cleaning machine? If you want to be serious and you want to get the job done correctly, efficiently, and quickly, there's your solution. Rothenberger tools are available at almost every professional plumbing supply dealer out there. There's very few of them that we do not deal with. Might be a couple we're not aware of yet, but go to your local dealer and say, hey, but why don't you have a Rothenberger in ya? Get hold of them. We'll get there, no matter where you are in Southern Africa.
That's good to know. Listen, I want to thank you for having come onto the podcast and having this chat with us, with me and the listeners and the viewers. I'm going to say cheers until the next episode.
That was great. Thanks, Willem. Thanks all.
Awesome.